At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean in cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. I'm being a little quiet. That's because I'm in my house. We're Zooming again for episode 77 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, laughs, points in the mirror, laughs, fairest of the fair, greatest of them all. That's us. We've got an amazing show today. Duddy news. I've got news. We've got local radio review. We'll weigh in on the Fleetwood Mac thing. We've got a conspiracy query, news for 24/7, a million amazing things. And we've got the man himself, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's happening? That's right. We are back. Episode 77. And Zooming.
Zoom again. We hate doing Zooms. It sounds weird. We don't get to sit next to each other. But hey, it's better than no show. So we Zoom on, right, Duddy?
That's right. That's right. Because we're the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Just look at our Apple I podcast ratings. It'll tell you we're the best. We've got all 5-star ratings. One person gave us a 4-star. Probably more fair and realistic. That person is being honest. I don't know who it is, but we do have one 4-star. We appreciate that. More than the fives. So thank you for that.
Don't say that. Now we're only going to get fours.
Hey, you know what I like even better than that? Threes. So hey, no. Let's get out there. Get out there and vote. Rock the vote. Okay? Vote or die.
Oh, yeah, man.
So Duddy, okay. How's it been, dude? You were on the road. And of course, you know, we love your reviews. Go give us reviews. All that shit. I saved you. Don't have to say it this week, Duddy. I took care of it. How was your tours, man? You were out with the Dirty Heads and did, I think, 4 shows over the past weekend, right?
We did 4 shows. Yeah. Four shows straight. They were all drive-ins. They were all a lot of fun, honestly. And a few of them actually even had full speakers, like a PA system, you know, and subs. Like the first few we did was no speakers, really. You know, there was like a couple little ones, but it was mostly just you turn your car radio to the station and that's how you hear it. But a few of these actually had big PAs and the stages were nice. And yeah, man, it was great. But it was freezing at a few of these shows. It was so cold. And I think I talked about with you on the Monday show, but like I actually had, I bought I had gloves and I cut the fingers off so I could still play guitar. So I was up there with fingerless gloves.
Yes. Emo daddy.
I didn't emo even daddy. Care. I had, dude, we're so from California. Cause it's like
very Fallout Boy of you to do that.
Very. So it's so funny because I'm up on stage and one show we actually had, it was so cold that we had them bring like little warmers for each of us that were right next to the stage. I had a warmer on me. I had, you know, just my jeans on, but then I had, you know, a t-shirt, I had a hooded sweatshirt, and then I had a jacket over the hooded sweatshirt. And I had lined all my pockets in the jacket and in my pants with those hand warmers.
Yep.
And I look out in the crowd and there's, you know, a family that's right front stage. And the dad was in shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
Oh yeah, dude.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm from California.
Hey there, Hollywood.
The cold.
No, we are not good. When it's like 68 degrees, we're like, chilly, fall's here. Yeah. It's fall. It finally feels like fall.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like, I like being out in the snow and stuff. It's fun. I like it. But when you're prepared, and it's like, I wasn't prepared for cold, like that cold of weather. It was like 30 degrees, you know, I was like, holy shit. I'm prepared for 65. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't prepared for 30. So it was... At one point on stage, it actually started snowing a little bit to tell you how cold it was. But yeah, we had a great time, man. These shows were awesome, and it seems like people are enjoying it. I've even had some people, you know, comment saying that they enjoy the drive-in shows more than they enjoy the regular shows because they get to, you know, they get their own little area with you and your crew, and, you know, you could bring in all your own stuff and, you know, blankets and whatever, you know, like things that normally you're like, oh shit, I left something in the car. You're like, you're screwed.
My car's right
you
here.
Know? Yeah. Now it's like, ah, it's just right here. Cool. So
you know, I never thought about that because a lot of people don't want to be crammed around other people. And when you go to a concert, you just, that's what it is. So you never talk about it. But now it's like, hey, I get a little privacy here. Fuck yeah, dude.
You get your own little zone or whatever. Yeah, it's not bad. I can see both ways, you know?
Wouldn't you gladly pay to go to a movie theater? I'd easily pay $5 to $10 more if you just said, hey, there's only five people per row. You each get a bunch of space and a little mini table in between each chair. I'd be like,
I would be there every day. Yeah.
I would be, that's the only theater I shall go to from now on. Yeah, so I guess it makes sense, dude. Right on. When did you get back today? Yeah, we're recording this show Tuesday. When did you get back? Yesterday?
I got back yesterday. Yeah, I flew home yesterday, like late afternoonish.
Right back into it. And you told me
no breaks here.
That you had a little on flight. Duddy, you told me you were very excited to sit down and listen to something, and then you told me that you're. And then after I talked to you earlier this morning, you're like, "Yeah, my excitement."
It was wild.
Okay. Because this was funny. I thought you were going to have big news for me.
Well, this was really big news. And I'm sure that a lot of people listening to this will have already heard that this happened and probably listened themselves. But yesterday I had downloaded the Kanye West on Joe Rogan, you know, podcast. And I was super excited to listen to it. Actually. I got it was like 3 hours long. So I was like, perfect. This will take me most of the way home during my travels, you know? And I got like 20, 30 minutes in. I just had to turn it off. I couldn't do it.
I haven't listened to it. Like, I didn't really, it's not really on my radar as much, but Duddy was like, dude, I'm going to listen to Kanye on Rogan. And a couple people have hit me up and said, bro, did you hear Kanye on Rogan? I'm like, dude, I haven't. But I don't even know if I'm going to listen to it now because Duddy's like almost unlistenable. I think you're the first person that said that, which is hilarious to me and awesome.
Oh man, it was bad. It was like, and this has nothing to do with anything else about Kanye's life at all, except for him running for president. I enjoy a lot of his music, his new gospel stuff. I don't listen to that, but I love a lot of his hip hop shit was great. Some really amazing stuff. So this has nothing to do with that. It was just like, you're running for president. You are running for president. You should know some things, you know, you should know certain things, you know, maybe just a little bit on like some foreign policies or just, you know, maybe like, you know, some military situations, like what would you do? You should have a few of these answers in the bank because, you know, you're running to be the president and people are going to ask you certain questions. You should probably have some knowledge on some subjects.
So I guess Rogan was asking him stuff and it just wasn't.
I mean, Rogan was doing fine. He was just asking him questions that you would ask somebody who was running for president, you know, just like normal questions. And like, God, I feel like it was just, you never got a straight answer. It always just was some around the bush beating thing that ended with, you know, God will show me the way. And you're like, yeah, but
what is it like? Okay, what are, you know, so, hey, the coronavirus is, you know, taking over the country or whatever. Like, what would you do to get the country back in order? Was it shit like this? What would you say?
So let's say that was the question. And
right,
it would be first, it would be.
Silence?
Well, you know what? What I would do is I would hire some really intelligent people that were knowledgeable in that field, and I would listen to, you know, things they had to say. And then, you know, and then God's will would point me in the right direction. And, you know, and I would make my decision from God's will. And it was pretty much that. And you're like, but you don't know any, what?
So you got 20 minutes into it and had to dip.
It was like 20, maybe 30. And I was just like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Cause you're like, dude, this guy is running for president, and it's not president. He was actually on the California ballot, but it was like vice president.
Yeah. He's running
for some guy like Rocky something. Like I'd never really even heard of him. I was like, well, who's this guy? And
I didn't know. It threw me off too. I saw the ballot and I was like, wait, I see Kanye's name, but it's underneath this other dude that I've never heard of. And I didn't know. And I guess he's on the vice presidential ticket. I think.
Like most things, I didn't do a whole crap load of research into it, but and from what I've heard and read, he cannot be the president. He cannot win because he got in so late that he's not even on enough states' ballots. So even if every state that he actually was on the ballot, even if he won every one of those, it's still not enough to win. So it's impossible for him to win, yet he's still out there running for president. It's just
the thing. But, you know, he's not doing much. Like, he went on Rogan. No. He'd have gone on Rogan anyway. So, yeah, I think it's more for fun. I mean, remember one time, I don't know if it was for president, this is sad, or if it was for, like, governor of California or something, but remember, like, that porn star ran? There was, like, a blonde idiot porn star chick who's, like, she like talked like that and she ran.
I don't
and was like
remember that.
Getting, this was probably 10 years ago. I think it probably must have been LA, some sort of LA thing. But yeah, she got a lot of news for it because it was just ridiculous. And I remember probably 10, 15 years ago, maybe it was Minnesota or somewhere over there, there was a ficus that was like, somebody was running as ficus and it was a picture of a plant. It was a plant. And people were voting for ficus, and I was laughing my ass off.
I'm in.
I guess all's fair in politics, and Kanye is in.
Ficus 2020, let's go.
Yep, dude, you know what? He's nothing. He's never boring. I'll tell you that, dude. Kanye always bringing the fun, dude.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, like I said, I only got 20, 30 minutes in, you know. There may have been parts down the line in the thing where he said some knowledgeable stuff, sure, but from what I heard, and then from what I've also, like, you know, seen online people posting, it seems they all kind of have the same thoughts on it that I do.
It's not the next Elon Musk episode, I guess.
No, I haven't seen any posts of people being like, man, Kanye really changed my mind. You know?
He really said some shit there, man.
It's been a lot of the opposite.
And the sad thing is that is what you do as a president, probably. Well, I would hire a bunch of people that know all about that shit and I'd ask them. I'm like,
sure, but you should probably know some, should probably know a little bit yourself. You know, you should be able to talk on the subjects. And it was never like, I felt like, and there was never a super straight answer. It was always just some beat around the bush thing where, you know, it ends up that God's going to show him the right way. And you're like, I don't think that's how it works, man.
Yeah, dude. But you know, there's that. I love it too. There's a bunch of people out there that are like, fuck yeah, dude, Kanye. Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, for sure.
Smart people and God, dude. Fuck yeah, bro. Well,
you just told me that there's people out there voting for ficus. So yeah, sure. There's people out there voting for Kanye as well. And that's fine. Yeah. And to each their own. But you know, I just found it pretty funny. I was listening. I was like, wow, This is not good.
I was ready to go. It was awesome, dude. And you got off the plane devastated 20 minutes in.
Oh,
had to choose an in-flight movie.
Oh, and I bummer, and dude. It happened again. And this is, was a, I think I did a, this, you should be slapper. I think I did a, you should be shot in the ankle on this one, but plane lands, bing, and you get just, people started just rushing the front. And it was crazy because multiple times throughout the flight, they had explained, like, guys, when the plane lands, do not get up until it's your aisle. We do not want people. We can't have people in crowding in the aisles. Do not get up. And it's just every time, bing, half the plane's up trying to get to the front. You're just like, what are you guys doing?
My favorite thing that you explain when the dude stands up, but he's underneath the little headrest thing. So he has to like lurch in a fucking
and just stand there.
And just stand there like a fucking palm tree in the wind. Sad.
You've got 8-9 minutes, dude.
Yeah.
That sucks. Don't stand like that.
You're just going to arch. Yeah,
that's bad for your back.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know so what, that buddy? Happened.
They probably had their headphones in because they were probably at listening to the K-Rock morning show on their headphones. That's what I'm thinking. So Duddy, you're back. You're doing good. I'm actually, okay, look, earlier I explained I'm at home. I'm in my living room. Here's the deal. My mother-in-law is gone. She's gone for 6 weeks and she is our babysitter. So I'm stuck at home babysitting full-time Rocky Boy, my 1.5-year-old right now for this entire week. So he is in the other room sleeping right now. And so I'm kind of, if I sound a little different, it's because I'm not screaming and yelling for the first time in my life because I'm trying to keep him asleep while still emoting. But here's the deal, Duddy. K-Rock Morning Show. You guys know about it, right? Local radio review. First of all, we make fun of K-Rock a lot for playing nothing but Red Hot Chili Peppers. And now Fall Out Boy apparently is their new favorite band. My Chemical Romance. They're just playing everything that they played when I got out of high school. Same shit. Same playlist. I think they just killed all their new DJs, brought the old ones back, and just said, whatever you used to play, fucking hit play. They're playing the same shit. So that's not the big thing, though. They have the new morning show, right? I've made fun of it on here before. Stryker and Klein, the worst and most unfunny morning show in the history of morning shows. It's unfortunate because K-Rock had Kevin and Bean, right, Duddy?
Yeah,
and everybody loved Kevin and Bean. They were funny. Everyone loved them. They were on there for years. Something went sour. Kevin
well, Stryker's
gone.
And Stryker's a nice guy, too.
I've met him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. And that comes through on the morning show. It's the funny part that doesn't come through. And like I've said before, Klein approaches funny. Klein gets almost to the line of funny, and then bam, they send him to commercial because God forbid he say a sex thing or something that gets them all canceled and fired. And you guys know what Twitter's done to our world. Ruined it. Yeah. So along with everything on earth, the K-Rock morning show has been ruined. And so here's the deal. I'm driving Rocky around this morning. I'm trying to get him to go to sleep so we can do this show. And I turn on my car and bam, the K-Rock morning show comes on. Haven't listened in a while. I said, let me do this. I've got to talk to Duddy in a little bit. Let me get some ammo here. So I listen to the morning show. It's called Stryker and Klein. And then they have to name the girl and some other dude too. I love that. Stryker and Klein with Sarah and Omar. Like, oh God, that does not roll off the tongue. Leave Sarah and Omar out of it. It'd be like if we said, feeling good with Duddy, with Jake, Luke, and Gentle Giant. It's like, okay, come on. We get it. It's feeling good with Duddy. The rest of us are here. You fucking get the point. Okay, good. So they don't get that point. So apparently everyone they hire is going to also be named on the fucking deal, right? And so we go into it. First of all, they start out with a Fall Out Boy song. So I'm immediately annoyed. They come out of commercial into Fall Out Boy, and I'm just – It's a terrible song and I hate it. And we'll probably talk about that later on, that this song sucks. But anyway, it rolls right out of that into, here it is, Duddy. Are you ready for the segments they're doing? I know what happened. They gave up on letting these people talk freely because there's nothing funny happening. So they said, we're going to give you guys a bunch of segments and then we're going to do the worst thing that anyone can do on earth. We're going to have callers call in. More unfunny people get to call in and try to be funny. So this is what I got this morning, guys. Let me walk you through the 10 minutes that I'm in the car. At a commercial, Fall Out Boy song. My ears are bleeding. Right into, hey, everybody, it's Stryker and Klein and Omar and Sarah and Kevin and Craig and the fucking janitor and whoever else we want to name. We're back. And hey, It's time to vote out there. And you're hearing a lot about undecided voters. Well, there's a lot of undecided listeners on our morning show. Now, you guys, 50% of the time I listen to this morning show, they're talking about how people are starting to come around, or they're starting to give them a chance. This tells me that every single message they get is, you guys suck. That it has to be, the ratings have to be below zero, and it has to be just horrifying response online. It has to be, because they're always talking about how people aren't really digging them, but they're coming around. It's almost sad. So they have the undecided voters, right? Guys, a lot of undecided voters out there. Well, we've got some undecided listeners, and today we're gonna hear from some of our undecided listeners out there that haven't decided whether they like our show yet. Here's the deal. If you're not undecided on a morning show, are you, Dad?
No. You either like it or you don't.
You're listening or you're not. So guess who's calling in? You got it. People that work at K-Rock. You know these are fake calls. And then they take the call. Hi, I'm fucking, Brenda from La Cienega. And yeah, I kind of like you guys. It's just one of these. And I'm going, oh my God. So devoid of things to talk to that they must let fake listeners call in and talk about how they're not sure if they like the show. They're calling wow. into Duddy. I almost crashed my car. I was just like, is this happening? And who at K-Rock said this was a good idea? Duddy, Stryker and Klein didn't come up with this. Somebody came up to me and said, here's what we're going to do, guys. It's voting time. Undecided voters are a big thing. We're going to do some undecided. It'll be fun. A little self-deprecating humor. I'm going, oh, fire the entire staff, Duddy. Who do you know over there? Can we fire the entire staff? Or do you still want them to play your music?
I still need them to play our music.
That's why. Am I helping your career here, Duddy?
No.
Am I wrong about anything I'm saying?
Well, I've personally never actually listened to the K-Rock morning show, The Stryker and Klein.
So you're taking my word for it.
But I've taken your word, and from it, yes, what you're telling me sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Nightmare, right? Nightmare. Imagine if Duddy and I did that. Imagine if we just sat here and took callers all day. I mean, the Q&A segment alone is enough to hang yourself while jumping off a cliff, stabbing yourself, and landing on spikes. It's the worst thing we do. But
I will say, though, many times when I have gotten in my car and happened to flip on over to K-Rock for a second, I got to admit, I always laugh now because you brought this to my attention, but at least 80% of the time it is Red Hot Chili Peppers or Blink 182.
It really is, dude. And Blink 182 is almost out. I honestly don't hear them anymore. It's a lot of Red Hot, and now they're really pumping that Fallout Boy. So I don't know if another TikTok video went viral or what, and we'll get into that in a minute, but I still need to bash the K-Rock morning show. So go from the undecided listener, right? So they get a couple fake listener calls. They're undecided. I drove Rocky to the park. The park's 5 minutes away. So I get 5 minutes. I get a Fallout Boy song and two undecided listener fake calls. And I want to kill myself. I haven't heard anyone say anything funny. Nothing's approaching humor. It's horrifying. And so I stop the car. I get out. I walk around with Rocky. I'm trying to get him tired. We're walking around the park. I get back in my car. And now they're on the next segment. That's going to blow the roof off. Click, click, bait. Clickbait, right? Everyone knows what clickbait is. Hey, yes. Justin Bieber eats a dick on stage, and it's just, what? Justin Bieber goes, what?
I would click the fuck out of that. Come on.
You click on that, right? And then you click on it, and it's like someone threw a dildo at him. It kind of looked like it's all, and you're like, okay, he didn't really eat the dick, but, I clicked. So anyway, so click, click, bait. And then this is literally the drop. That click, click, boom, here come the boys from the South. It's a horrible song from the 90s. It just goes click, click, bait. Like that was their drop. And I'm like, okay, horrible and terrible. I mean, listen to our drop, study. So good, right? Everyone, you love the intro of the show? Questions, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I don't know. That was a great drop that we have. You do the conspiracy. We're better than them is what I'm saying. Moving on. They have click, click, bait where they read the title of a clickbait article and then.
Let me guess.
Ask. Yeah. Go, Daddy. Go.
Callers.
callers get to call in and talk about the clickbait article that it's someone needs to die at K-Rock. Someone needs to die.
Whoa.
Someone needs to kick Not in really. The door with the shotgun. No. But yeah, someone needs to kick in that door with a shotgun, find who did this, who's coming up with it. Boom, dude. It's for the greater good. And then, but Duddy, we're not done yet, because before I got home, they flew into their third segment in 10 minutes. So we did three terrible songs, four commercial breaks, no organic talking. And then we roll into their segment that I didn't even listen to this segment. This happened as I was pulling into the driveway. And I said, I get it. I hear what you're saying and I get it. I don't need to hear any callers. App or crap? There's a lot of new apps out there. I got apps for everything. And some of these apps are great and life-changing apps. And some of these apps are crap. So we're going to tell you about a new app that we found, and we're going to get some, can you guess, Daddy, who's going to chime in?
Callers?
Yeah, right. You've got four guys on the show, right? It's Stryker, it's Klein, it's Sarah, it's Omar. Are any of you four funny, or do we continue to have fake callers that aren't funny call in? How unfunny are you for if the callers are better than what you guys are, or are they hilarious? And we'll never know, because all we hear from is callers. This is Local Radio Review. That went longer, harder, and deeper than I planned on it going. But now that I've done it and I'm satisfied and satiated, worth it and necessary. You got it, dude. So now, Duddy, we're still in light complaints. This is the early part of the show where we lightly complain about everything out there. This is called just early complaints. We'll call this entire segment. That's from the start of the show until we get to conspiracy queries. It's called early complaints because I have one more, Duddy, and you're going to agree with me. I know it. I know it. Hey, Duddy, have you ever heard of this new band? They're called Fleetwood Mac. Have you heard of them?
I know where you're going with this.
You ever heard of this band? They've got this super sick song. Have you seen the music video? It's this dude on a skateboard who drinks fucking ocean fresh or whatever the hell.
Dog face, right?
Okay. All praise to Dog Face, of course, because he's an original. He's an icon. He's a skateboarder. He's a father. He's a stoner. He's cool. He's Dog Face, right? Fleetwood Mac. Cool band, bunch of great songs. Rumors, legendary album, recorded at Music City. I saw the documentary. You all fucking get it. We love them. But holy shit, if I have to see one more parody video of, here's the deal. There was one video that was good, and that was Dog Face. Every single video after that is Dick Face. Stop it. You're not funny. It's horrifying, it's unbearable, and it brings me back to the days when that stupid movie Bohemian Rhapsody came out and everyone discovered a new band called Queen. It's happening again with Fleetwood Mac. We love Fleetwood Mac, we always have. But everyone who's doing the video and acting like they're the biggest fans of Fleetwood Mac, you will not be listening to them anymore in a month. All right, promise you that. To everyone that already liked them before the show, continue on with your life. Duddy, how do you feel about this?
Not as strongly as you do. Like, cause for me, I'm like, dude, I've seen some of these videos and like, yes, am I over it now? It's like, okay, I've seen enough of them where I don't need to see anymore. But like, I get it. You want to go out there, film your video, are you doing something chill and that song's on, you know, because I've seen people not just doing skateboards, you know, I've seen like a military guy in a helicopter doing something and with the, you know, and so I get it. You want to go film your video. It's like so it was like one of those challenge things now where it's like, you know, whatever. I mean,
it's not, the challenge is who can be the most unoriginal person on earth, and everybody's entered into the competition apparently.
Well, yeah, and for me,
look, I've seen a couple funny ones too. I saw the pumpkin guy skating down the street and he takes a Starbucks and just dumps it in his pumpkin face. Look, there's some clever ones, of course. I'm being a little nuts, but for the most part, if every one of them got taken out by that helicopter, the world would probably be a little bit more of an original place. Right, Ted?
Sure, Jake.
Sure. Just imagine that helicopter just coming through. And then just you see the propeller and the shadow that shouldn't be there, and then frat, wouldn't that? I mean, I'm just having fun and I'm thinking about everyone but Dogface who did that video getting taken out. Duddy, how do you feel?
No, I don't agree.
You're not going to yes and that one and continue this fun joke down the line?
I don't want to see the military helicopter go down. No, I don't.
Oh, dude, how dare you take it there? And I didn't even, the guy parachuted out. He's fine. I mean, everyone else gets dusted.
Okay, come on, please.
He's ready for something like that. All right. Yeah, we're moving right along. Duddy got dark there, and he does that from time to time. A lot of people think I'm a shit talker. No, Duddy is very dark. And very murderous, and Duddy is about to give you guys a special Halloween treat in the form of a conspiracy query. I'm not sure anyone listening understands what this is. They've all heard of conspiracy theories, and they're like, oh yeah, right, the worst guy at every party. Sure, this isn't that. Duddy, explain.
No, this is not a theory. This isn't something I came up with. This isn't something I like did a bunch of research on, and I believe in it, and I'm trying to, you know, make you believe in this.
Right.
Okay. This is a conspiracy query.
Sure.
What that is it's just, I stumbled across this and I just want to know if you believe in conspiracy queries.
All right. I feel better every time you explain it. Cause when we start this out, I'm like, he's going to go off on something. And then you remind me. Okay, good. What do you have for us today?
This one's fun because, this is a Halloween conspiracy theory.
Yes. And this is all I know about this one. Duddy has these. He's all, I'm not telling anyone shit. Just it's Halloween related. I can't wait. What are we doing? Tell me.
There's a couple of them here. So I'm going to give them multiple ones because they're all pretty short and fun. And I'm just going to wonder what you think about them.
Okay. Right? Well, fuck.
Number one, Demon Cat.
Demon Cat?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Cats are usually the traditional Halloween animal that people of all ages love to dress up as. Well, according to some legends, there is a ghost of a cat that haunts the government buildings in Washington, D.C. Allegedly, Demon Cat, D.C., shows up before presidential elections and tragedies within Washington, D.C., and was seen by White House security staff a few nights before the JFK and Abraham Lincoln assassinations. Those who have seen the ghost cat describe it as any other house cat, but would grow into the size of a tiger when altered. The legend of D.C. still remains this day. So if you're in Washington, D.C. area before this presidential election is over, then you may want to reconsider interacting with any cats, Jake.
Wow. Well, first of all, I don't regularly interact with any cats.
Just stray cats. I'm just saying, hey, cat, let's interact.
Too. And I think all cats are kind of demon cats because cats – like will stalk you in your own home. Do you remember that? Yeah. We had a cat as a kid and she hated us both. And you know, you walk by just minding your own business and they dart out from under the bed and attack your feet and it's not fun. Yeah. And then they're mad at you if you go, what the fuck, you know? Yeah. I mean, as far as I haven't met a non-demon cat in my life.
My cat I have right now, I only have one left because they keep getting eaten by coyotes, but the one I have right now is really cool.
Your last just super cat mellow. Ate an entire family of possums. That is a demon cat, right?
That's
to someone. The possums weren't fans, obviously.
No, the possums.
It was like, what was it? 3 days in a row that your cat brought a baby possum home? Four mornings in a row.
I woke up to like an infant possum right outside our back door. So obviously the cat had found a possum nest of brand new babies and was going back every night and just picking them off. And then that cat eventually got eaten by a coyote. So it was kind of like, as much as I was bummed because I did like the cat, it was like, you did murder an entire family. So
circle of life. Absolutely. Yeah. Perfect circle. Yeah. So demon cat. Yep.
So demon cat, that's a fun one, right?
Sure.
Okay,
you're
going.
Just asking. I don't know. I believe every cat's a demon. So sure, I mean,
Every cat's a demon. I believe that they're saying that this cat rolls around anytime something big or bad is about to happen in D.C. And if you see this cat, you know something's about to go down. So do you believe in the demon cat that caused the JFK, Abraham Lincoln assassination and grows big as a tiger?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the tiger part. I feel like that's okay. People over the, yeah, but I believe everything else.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's go to number two. It's the Great Big Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Well, I've seen that. Okay. That's
You've
real.
Seen that. We've all seen the Charlie Brown, It's the Great Big Pumpkin, the Halloween. We've all seen it. Childhood favorite. It's a classic.
Absolutely. Please.
This is about that. And let me read it. This classic Halloween movie brings back feelings of excitement and childhood joy to most of us. But this Peanuts special has a dark side to it.
No,
it doesn't. A conspiracy that will make you rethink your childhood. According to some theories, the Great Big Pumpkin is a vengeful god who killed all the trick-or-treaters' parents. This is due to the lack of parents within Charlie Brown. And since the show is all about children, some brows were raised whether or not the children's parents are dead or not, if the Great Big Pumpkin really did kill them. So they're saying that the reason that you think about it, why you look back and you're like, you never see a parent. You hear the mom, the one mom.
Yeah.
You hear that. That's it. You never see a parent ever.
No.
So they're saying the Great Big Pumpkin killed all their parents.
Sure. Which is what I thought the whole time. I thought that was pretty evident. That's why I love that show.
Yeah. Everyone knows it's a dark show about the these kids that wander around. One of them is filthy. He doesn't even get, no one takes care of, what's his name?
Linus. He's the blanket
Linus,
guy.
Pig Pen. I don't know. Pig Pen.
His name's Pig Pen. He's got a filthy name. He's filthy, has no parents. Linus, always with the blanket and always with the snotty nose. Guy's got coronavirus at all times. Super spreader throughout the test. Sure. Charlie Brown, bald already as a child. Everyone hates him. He's got two hairs. They're moving the football. It's a terrible show. It's a horrifying show. I mean, when it said it had a dark side, I was like, no, the whole show's dark. It's a very scary show. The pumpkin ate their family. I thought that was obvious. I thought everyone knew. Am I watching a different Peanuts gang than the rest of us? And then you've got Snoopy, untrustworthy, hanging out with a bird, flying around on his house like a fucking jet, shooting down airplanes and murdering people. Yeah, what show was everyone else watching, Dud, when we were kids?
I don't know, man. Apparently, you just got to look through all the funny things they try and do and realize this is a show. I mean, I don't know. Do you believe that the Great Pumpkin killed all of their parents so that now that they don't have any parents and they're dirty?
I do. You see, K-Rock, that's how you do a drop right there. Did you hear that? And he does those live. Not sure anyone really believed that until they see it. But you got more? Because these
I got
are
more
all,
if yeah, you want yeah, more. Yeah. I got more. This is number three. This is Skull and Bones Theory.
Okay.
We're all familiar with the common Bones and Skull logo, seen on almost anything and everything. Well, rumor has it, this is actually a symbol of a secret society that only a handful of people know about. Those who are within this group plan to impose world domination.
Others it's called the Pirates of the Caribbean. Is anyone alive anymore? They're on the Black Pearl? I'm sorry, keep reading, but these are dumb people.
Others claim this society is also a part of the Illuminati. Some also believe that the Skull and Bones have to do with any disaster after autumn equinox. What? You may want to think twice before you buy anything with a Skull and Bones logo on it from here on out. This one's stupid.
Jeez. Well, there. Sorry, Affliction.
Sorry, any Goonies t-shirt.
Wow, you guys, this is really rough here because this is easy shit. Skull
I don't even know where to go. Do you believe that the Skull and Bones theory is about the Illuminati? So don't buy their shirts.
Every time anything weird has anything, they always pull Illuminati out of their ass.
Oh,
they
totally.
They just splatter it on the page and it never means anything.
No, nobody ever said this word until that one book that came out. And then Tom Hanks did the movie. Oh my God, I actually read the books. Angels and Demons or whatever like that.
Yeah, it was
Angels
I know what and you're Demons, talking about. Right? Yeah, it's a book, The Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, I think, was part two of it or something like that. They were great.
Yeah,
but nobody said that word until after those books and then the movie. And then it was like, Illuminati, Illuminati. You're like, what? Where
do you see where we're telling everybody? Look, nobody listened to Queen until Bohemian Rhapsody came out. Luckiest band ever. We've talked about it on the show before. Episode 69. Nobody listened to Fleetwood Mac until Dogface had some ocean spray. And nobody said Illuminati until Tom Hanks got coronavirus. Done. There it is.
All right. Well, before I go into the fourth and last one, I do want to clear up that Queen is not the luckiest band of all time, Jacob.
Sure, they are. Wayne's World
are great.
And Bohemian Rhapsody. Come on. What's next? What's next, dude? There's going to be another movie in 10 years. More money for Queen. Luckiest band of all time. All right. Keep it going, Doug. We both agree.
Just want to make it clear that I do not agree with Jacob. I think everyone listened to Queen. I love Queen.
I've never said they were bad.
I did not know about them, though, until the movie came out.
That's exactly all I'm saying.
Okay, now, last one. Let's see here. The truth behind Halloween. Ever since we were young, we have celebrated Halloween as a holiday of candy, dressing up and having a good time. Well, some conspiracies contradict our typical idea of Halloween. Some say that Halloween is actually a satanic ritual due to the amount of underground parties and secret gatherings among people. This is why some walk
everywhere.
Yeah. This is why some walk Satan in the streets paranoid around this time of the year, or just avoid the holiday altogether. If this is accurate, then we may want to think again before we dress up as a devil for Halloween. So this one is,
you're just being a bitch.
Yeah, let me clear this up. This one is saying that.
Who wrote this? A Jehovah's Witness?
This is from the Uproar.
Sounds Jehovah.
The Uproar. They're saying that the truth behind Halloween, some people think that it's actually a satanic ritual due to all the parties. And so some people. Some people just run out of things to write about.
Yeah, dude, look. Yeah, some people are superstitious about cats. Some people are superstitious about Halloween. Some people won't walk under a ladder. If you fucking break a mirror, your life's horrifying for 8 years, whatever the shit is. God. Yeah, lots of people are lots of things. The person who wrote this conspiracy query is a dumb person. And I have factual evidence to back that one up. It's the article they wrote. Duddy, how do you feel about this one?
I feel pretty bad about it.
I feel pretty bad about it.
It's just dumb.
Downtrodden today.
I am. I'm tired. I had a long 5 days. But I do still have to ask you, Jake.
Yeah.
Do you believe that there's a demon cat who's friends with the great big pumpkin, and then together they ate all the parents and now they wear Skull and Bones Theory t-shirts and then they go to parties on Halloween?
I do. I believe in every single one of these theories. Great job today with the queries, my friend.
Thanks.
These queries became theories because I believe them, and I'm going to go to every party I can go to, and I'm going to tell everyone about them because I believe it. And guess what else, Duddy? It's that time of the week.
Oh, no.
The time of the week when everybody wants to hit fast forward as many times as you can when you're listening to this, because Duddy and I are going to go get some coffee and take a moment off, and we're going to bring in the world's biggest idiots, Snake OG and Blonde Marley, because it's time for news for 24/7.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Dude, tug it.
So back that you can't be any more back than we are right now. How could you be more back than this? Because we left and we're here again. We're back, right? What do you think, Blonde? Could you be more back than this?
I don't know if you could be more back than this.
No, dude. Thank you, though, for like giving it a nice thought. And, you thought hard and long. And the answer is no, dude. Sick. Answer suck to a set question. You guys, this is your favorite. This is news for 24/7. Blonde, you got the articles today, right?
I got the articles.
You got the
articles. I also got my favorite high five from Daddy. Just a double finger to the face. And then then I laugh, and then he goes, "Fuck you!" And
I'm even like, though yeah. we're on Zoom, like, you know, we are awesome, oh, yeah. chill dudes. So we pop up on Zoom, and Blonde and I both high five the screen, as to say, "Jake and Duddy, give us a high five." And they both middle finger, and then got off of Zoom real quick, which means they love us. They're sick. They're our bros. Because, you know, around them, it's like, if they say, fuck you, dude, it's like because they really dig you. And if they say, no, seriously, I hate you, fuck you, I mean, then that means that you're family. And that's where Blonde and I are with them. Right, Blonde?
Yeah, we're pretty chill.
All right, you guys, we're coming to you live real quick. Before Blonde gets into these sick articles, and I'll tell you what, dude, I'm not with Blonde at the moment because, bummer news, real quick. Booted out of our apartment. And where was our last night? In Santa Ana. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. We were in Reseda. We were in Seal Beach. We moved to a studio in Santa Ana. We moved in with a guy named Ross Kevin and our four dogs into a studio apartment in Santa Ana. It was sick for like the first several days. And now it turns out that they didn't know we had four dogs and that there was two. They didn't know we were moving in at all. They thought it was just Ross Kevin in there. And when the owners came in, they said, absolutely not. Understandable, dude. So I am at our new studio apartment in Pacoima, and Blonde is getting the rest of our stuff from the old apartment in Santana, and he's on his way to Pacoima, zooming in. So he's in the bus, and we have a school bus that we drive, and Blonde is in the bus. He's driving, and I'm at the pad waiting, dude. And we are so stoked. Actually, that is a cool thing that I'll say now forever. We're super stoked on our new studio in Pacoima.
Oh, all
right,
dude.
Just giving you guys the heads up. Now, Blonde, I send it right back over to you, bro. Take us through these hitters. I don't know these articles. Blonde got them on his own, guys.
All right. So, you know, pardon me. If it sounds a little weird, like Jake said, I'm on my way to Pacoima. I'm in my bus. I'm driving
Jake,
right now.
I love that.
Oh, dude. I mean, Snake OG, bro.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude. I mean, so truth is, my name is also Jake. Yeah. You know, that's why everyone calls me Snake OG. So, whatever, bro. Yeah.
You get it. We're chill. He's Snake. I'm Blonde Mar. Y'all get it. And I'm driving right now in my bus on my way to Pacoima. I've got a couple goats in my bus. They're running around right now. So just, you know, if it sounds weird, that's why. But I do have some chill, cheapy subjects.
Sack.
Okay.
You'll never guess our goats' names. Cheech and Chong. All right, sick. Oh. You never would. I know. Come on. But anyway, sorry, Blonde.
All right. This first one is the cannabis shows, Fried Five, the five best binge-worthy stoner sorries.
Sorries? Like TV, sorries. Television sorries?
TV, television sorries.
Suck, dude. Give me Chief some of these, crisp. Dude. Yeah. With everybody all pandemied out, dude, they need all the sorries they can get to watch.
Oh, so next time you find yourself just couch locked because you blasted so much headband that you can't really get up anymore.
I'll say.
Suck. The one shows that you could binge watch is Stranger Things.
Oh, dude, Stranger Things. I've heard of that, okay. Dude. Is that a
That's
sick show?
That's a good one. It's a sick show. Okay, but, you know, it's like
an underground show. Never seen it, but sure.
No, it's pretty much one of the top shows that came out. It's very popular show. I think everybody has already seen that.
Oh, sick show.
Sick,
I'll
though.
Get
sick.
Around to it.
Sick. Okay,
I'll get Greasels. To it.
Greasels. Okay. And the next one? Well, you're Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Okay, so I gotta say, also Breaking just one Bad. Of the biggest shows that ever came out, just one of the top shows I think ever.
Are they are they just Googling top five shows ever and then just taking the list? And then
No.
Adding Stoner to the name title and just
Dear. Okay. Number three.
I mean, I haven't
three.
Seen it, but I've heard of that one, sure.
Number three, Walking Dead. Okay, they're just saying the top shows. I think they're just picking top five shows.
I saw The Walking Dead last night when Blonde got up to pee and smashed into the side of the door. Remember that? We're in the new studio. We didn't have any furniture in there yet. It's still at our old studio in Santa Ana where Ross Kevin lives. We got kicked out, us and our four dog. And we got into the new spot in Pacoima last night. We didn't have time to move. So we were just laying on the floor in whatever clothes we had in our four dogs. And Blonde got up to take a piss, tripped over one of the dogs, slammed into the side of the door and peed all over the shower curtain. It's sick.
Walking Dead. Okay.
I've never seen that show, but I heard it's good.
So far we have Stranger Things, Breaking Bad, and Walking Dead. And
this
then
is
an
Irie underground list.
Black Mirror. Okay, so Black now I get Mirror. It.
Whoa.
I get it. They're just picking the top shows.
They're just Googling 1 through 5, aren't they?
I think these
What's
are
next?
Just
Lost.
The last one is Big Mouth. This I don't know what that is. No stoner watch list would be complete without cartoons. Given Big Mouth isn't your average cartoon and definitely not for preteens. Well, no, and preteens shouldn't be smoking pot either. Who wrote this article?
I see what's going on, dude. They Googled the top 5 list, used 1 through 4, and then they're like, we'll throw one in that no one will expect in the end. Big Mouth! And everyone's how about shut your mouth?
I guess what they're trying to say is next time you're smoking pot, just watch good shows.
Just go ahead and watch whatever has the best ratings. Sure, just go, hey, number one best ratings, and then hit play. Sick list. What else you got for us?
Sick list. Bless you.
Whoa, dude, I Rona cough, dude. Sick.
Oh, was that because you took way too toky of a bong tick?
Dude, I took the chiefiest, headiest pine needle bong tick, dude, and I'm allergic to pine. So every once in a while when I get stoned, I sneeze my face off. But I heard it makes you higher, so I actually welcome it.
That's chill.
Sick.
This next one's serious.
Real quick, Blonde, are you going to stop by 7-Eleven on the way home?
Sure, you want some Chiefy Grindables?
Dude, grab me some Chiefy Grindables, dude. First of all, hit me up with some Cool Ranch Doritos and a slurper, a purple Slurpee, and some Cool Ranch Hitters. I'm going to do a dip in Crip. You know what that means?
I don't.
That's when you dip the chip into the Slurpee, and then you don't have a word that rhymes with dip, and so you just simply say dip in Crip. And act like it's some eating thing and continue on with your day. Sick, dude. So if you can just grab me some Cool Ranch Doritos and a purple Slurpee, I'm going to dip in crap.
Oh, I can't. I want to dip in crap.
Dude, let's do it.
All right. This one's really chill and serious.
Oh, are we getting serious?
This one's chill and serious. This is money-saving techniques for cannabis moms.
Cannabis moms, dude, some of the chillest moms in the world. So tell us, what's these tips and how can they help?
It starts off as a single pot-smoking mom. Okay. I have countless bills, a hungry toddler, my own health plans, and a treat-yourself attitude.
She sounds irresponsible. But continue on.
Well, I'm just going to skip down and we're just going to go straight in to the top 5.
I'm going to call the police on her.
Yeah, this is four ways for cannabis smoking moms to save some cash.
This is a hyper specific article, but continue on, Blonde.
First off, they say take $20 in $5 bills. Hide them around your house, get stoned, and forget.
What the fuck is happening right now, dude? What?
So they're telling this mom that doesn't have money to hide her money
from
do drugs and then forget where your money is to save money. Okay. Okay.
Because that way when you move, you'll find little $5 bills all over the house. What in the? All right. Well, first of all, sick suggestion. Secondly, what's next?
You're not going to believe this one, Jack.
I think after that first one, I might.
This is super unchill.
Let's hear it.
Make a friend who doesn't smoke much or smoke at all. First off, why are you friends with this person if they're not smoking?
Sounds like an asshole.
Make a friend who doesn't smoke much or not at all. Ask them to hold your stash.
So find a citizen who's just living their life and put potentially illegal paraphernalia, depending on what state you're in, into their possession, and then have them take some potential heat for you and go behind bar. All right, this is blasphemy, bro. I would never let anyone control my sack. It's mine, and I'm in a puff tough. Whenst and wherenst ever I please. Blonde, what the frick, bro?
This is crazy talk. So now every time I want to smoke, now I have to interrupt this chill person's life and ask them for my drugs back? And what are they supposed to say? Like, seriously? No, you've already hogged too much, not today. So I'm going to save it for you.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do this. Meanwhile, they're getting high on your supply. What? Does this come from badideas.com? Where did you find this article?
Apparently, it's from stonerdays.com.
Dude, we love Stoner Days. They're falling off. Who wrote this article? Tell me the name, dude. I need to avoid them.
Stryker and Klein, maybe. This next one is no cash, no buy. No dir.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Who is this person? No money, no get to pay for things. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no more. So I can't go robbing people anymore for weed money? Oh.
No more air? Die. Yeah, that's how it works in this world. No food? No. Hungry. Yeah.
No good ideas? Write this article.
Okay. Sack, dude. You're on fire today, Blonde.
Suck.
And
last
you're driving
one.
Our four dogs from Santa Ana to our new apartment in Pacoima, dude, and you're going to stop off at 7-Eleven and get some Dep and Crap. What's next?
Dep and Crap. All right. Fourth, this is last one. So maybe they're going to save themselves.
Bummer, dude. So many life hacks.
Let's see if they could turn it around.
Sex.
Stop smoking so much and pay attention to what you're smoking.
Now you're getting judgy on the last. You just told us to incriminate someone, to forget money when we're poor and in need of money. And now you're telling us, what was this next one? Just stop smoking?
Stop smoking so much.
Now you're my mom. Dude, unchill, and you're unfit to write weed articles. Blonde, what's up, man?
I'm going to go ahead and say
this.
I'm going to go ahead and say this person does not smoke.
This is not a chiefy chiefer, dude. This is an unchiefed dep and crap. I know one when I see one, buddy. I know when I see one. Dude, this has been a super sick Halloween edition. Dude, lots of Halloween things we talked about. Or did we just... Actually, we really just talked about shows that everyone knows and the worst weed advice ever. But, dude, is sick.
Sick, and I don't think we talked about Halloween at all, but chill, though, chill.
But very chill still, very chill still. And, dude, to everyone out there, have a super dope Halloween. Remember to always puff tough and
stay crispy.
Stay crispy. Peace out, sack. Okie doke. And they're logging off.
Special
can you mute them?
Guys.
Luke, mute them so they can't say anything and then let them see that we're doing this to them. Duddy,
oh, yeah,
get them up. They're muted. Okay, perfect. And we dislike them strongly. All right. I mean, they have been worse. The one good thing about doing Zoom episodes is we don't have to smell them. When they come into the bunker, it is and can and will always be horrifying, right?
It's insane. I will say, like, whenever they're gone, don't you kind of feel good?
I do. And that is a sick little smooth little transition you did. And look, Duddy, I'm going to take this opportunity to let you do the sponsors. I'm going to go check on little baby Rocky in the other room, make sure he's still sleeping sound, and we will come back for the Q&A. I'll see you in a minute. How about that? Okay. Yeah.
All righty. All right, then. Speaking of feeling good, on this show, we do have some sponsors that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this company. We love this product. I use it every single day. I take the drops in the morning. Makes me feel great. I've also been using a new product they have, which is like a roll-on almost type of like icy hot type product that's just packed with CBD. And this last week we were out on the East Coast doing shows and it was freezing the whole time. And whenever it's cold and I'm playing a lot of guitar, I get really cramps, a lot of cramps in my hands. I had tendonitis from playing baseball when I was younger. So whenever the cold weather and playing guitars, I really do get cramped up. And ever since though, I started getting on a steady diet of CBD. I've totally noticed a difference. And when I do get a little cramps, I just roll on some of that, the CBD roll on. And it's funny. It's like, it's not something where like right away you're like, oh, that's just amazing. But it's like within like 20 minutes later, I kind of forget I did it. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel way better. I don't cramp anymore. So if you're someone out there with aches and pains and you've been taking a lot of over the counter pain meds, I recommend CBD and I highly recommend Koi CBD because it is the best and it's much healthier for you. So go to koicbd.com and put in code FEELGOOD at checkout and you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. And also Plug-Ins Keychains. This is a cool company and they have an amazing product called the Jack Rack. And what this is it's a key holder. It's a keychain holder for your keys. And, you mount it on your wall. It's not big and bulky. It's small, but it's a replica of, they have a Marshall amp head and a Fender amp head. And the keychain that it comes with is it's a quarter inch cable. It's the end of a quarter inch cable. And that's what you plug into your guitar. And that's what you also plug into the amp. So you put your keys on this keychain. And when you get home, you just plug it into the wall, into your amp. And then when you want to go somewhere, you know, right where your keys are and you just unplug and you're on your way. Super cool product, rad company. So go to plugins keychains.com and that's plural and the plugins is with a Z, so that's plugins keychains.com. Get yourself a Jack Rack, put it in code DuddyB at checkout and you will get 20% off every single order. DuddyB at checkout, 20% off every order. Get one of these for yourself, or if you know someone that plays guitar or just loves music, get one for them. They're gonna love you, you're gonna be a hero, and you're gonna get 20% off. Everybody wins. Yeah, you heard it here, people. You heard it here, people.
Okay. Oh, my God. So we're getting into the Q&A. And again, you guys, sorry, I know another Zoom episode. We don't like to do these, but we have to. But we made it. And I just wanted to give you guys, the listeners, a heads up. Might be another Zoom episode coming this next week, at least for the Monday morning hangover. It'll probably be a Zoom. But I think we're going to be able to get into the bunker for next week's show. But anyway, thanks for hanging out and drop that questions dropper.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Ooh. We're back. And we're ready. You have them? You have questions?
I do have questions, and I'm sorry I didn't get, I didn't have time to go through them all and pick out which one. So I'm going to be skimming through. So bear with me as I work my way through these. And a lot of these that we already answered on the Monday morning hangover. These questions all come from our Patreon members. If you want a chance to ask Jake, me and Jake questions that we'll answer on the show, head on over to our Patreon page. It's $5 a month, but it really helps the show keep going. And you get 4 extra episodes a month. You get a Monday morning hangover, which is a show we do just for our Patreon members. And it's got all sorts of different characters and storylines. It's a lot of fun. And also if you just want to hang out with a lot of people that also listen to this podcast and like to talk about it, go to our Facebook, it's the FGWD Bunker page. And it's a lot of listeners, a lot of Patreon members, and they're always on there talking about stuff about the show and Dirty Heads, and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, go check out that as well. But let's get in some questions. Let's go to Jen Peterson said, I like this. Are Blonde Marley and Snake OG brothers as well? I think you guys must be their alter egos. Well, first off, F you for saying we are their alter egos, because we have nothing to do with those guys. We don't like those guys, okay?
Yeah, we hate them. And Duddy said F you to you. So that's – so when you guys – that's harsh. And I agree. But, yeah, so, yeah, I don't even know if they're brothers. I couldn't – I don't know.
We don't ask them anything about their personal lives. We don't care. We don't ask them questions.
No, the care. Yeah. We just dislike, I'd like to not know anything more about them, but no, they're not brothers. All right. Next question.
Wow. Okay. This one makes me mad.
Uh-oh.
Heather Johnson says, would you rather have a tablespoon of mayonnaise or a tablespoon of mustard? And Jay, I care.
I've never not cared about something so much. And I don't want to, I wouldn't want to know this about anyone. There's not a person on earth that I'd want to know this about.
I'd like to take both of those tablespoons, bend them back like a catapult, fling them into your eyes, mustard in one eyes, mayonnaise in the other, and then I just slap you.
Oh, wow. A physical assault. Dudley, see, I told you guys about Duddy. I get a lot of the heat. It's really Duddy who's the horrifying person. All right, next question, Dud.
This is Francisco Molina, and he's asking a question while also just making a statement. He says, I think Nickelback is straight trash, and Chode Kroeger is awful. Do you guys enjoy their music? He said, and then he said, sorry for being negative. I just need to get that off my chest. And that makes me feel good.
Well, first of all, what way to go against the crowd with a Nickelback diss, huh? Yeah. Ooh. In a time like now when everyone loves Nickelback, Francisco, you sneaky, brave son of a bee. Yeah. Ooh. Has anyone ever liked Nickelback? I think the whole thing with them was everyone hates them. That was their thing, right? They had a song in the Spider-Man movie, for fuck's sake. Remember that?
So, yeah, I could honestly say I couldn't name a Nickelback song. And that's
I know that there was one in Spider-Man, you know? Because I remember that you'd see scenes from the Spider-Man, the Nickelback video, but I just don't remember the song. But nah, dude, we don't like them, but I don't even know why. Maybe I hear them and I'll be like, Nickelback's the shit. It's everyone talking about. That could happen. I know they're one of these guys. You know, they're one of those.
Yeah, it's not for me. I'm not into that kind of music. I don't hate them in any way. I wish them the best, but no, not for me. I can't get into like the butt rock stuff. No, I just can't.
But that was the best Spider-Man movie that they had that song in. I think it was the first one with Tobey Maguire. I could be wrong.
Terry Phillips says, does Luke really have the Force? No, not Luke.
Are you talking about Skywalker? Absolutely, yes. Are you talking about our Luke? Absolutely no. I mean, this is all, you got to add last names in here if you want us to be able to answer.
Mm-hmm. The only Force Luke does is to force his people to hang out with him because no one wants to.
Oh, Duddy is really mean and a pretty horrifying.
I'm on a good one.
No, yeah, you are today. I like no sleep, Duddy.
Kristen Haggett says, how often do you recognize returning fans at concerts? Like when you look out into the crowd and see faces you have seen before. Totally. There's a lot of fans too that I've met multiple times because they've been to, 10, 15, 20 meet and greets even. And there's people that have been coming to shows since we were playing small shows in bars. So, I mean, back when we would literally just play the show and then go hang out at the bar because we were young and in a van and we didn't care. And I still see those people at shows today. So, I mean, totally, yes. To answer the question, we definitely recognize returning fans for sure.
The question was how often? Stick to the... Every show,
yes. Pretty much every show, I at least see a couple of people I recognize. To answer your question, oh my God, Amy Beckstrom. I'm sorry, this is, she just wrote a really, really long question, and so I'm not going to read it. I'm sorry, it's so long.
Yeah, short questions.
There's, oh my God, she wrote two, and they're both super long. Oh.
We'll read them, Amy.
I'll read one. Amy Beckstrom. Duddy, what does fog taste like? Does it have a scent from some sort of video clips I've seen on the East Coast drive-in shows? It appears the East Coast fog man is nearly just as overzealous as the guy at the Del Mar show. You are actually right. There was a couple shows on this little run where there was like, it wasn't quite as intense as like the Del Mar one, or I think it was Del Mar or Ventura, where the guy just made me disappear multiple times. It was just insane how much fog he was releasing onto me at all times. There was, I think, two shows where there was a little bit of an overzealous fog guy again, but it wasn't quite as bad as the other ones. But no, it doesn't really have a taste at all or anything. But it kind of just smells like a... I don't know. It's got like a very mellow, mild scent. I couldn't even tell you what it smells like, but it's stupid when it's over the top. Okay, let's see here. Sorry. Daniel Harrison says, when are y'all going to have Chili J on again? Been going back through the listening to old episodes. Chili J is just a hilarious name we call Jared sometimes, because back in the day when he used to still go by Dirty J, we were like walking into a venue and so there was like some fans across the street and one of the kids goes, hey, Chili J. Like, it was so funny, but I don't know, man, he'll come back on whenever, but nothing's set up as of right now. I'm getting in back to where the questions are that I answered on the Monday morning. So let's see. Jake LaPonte. This is going to be the last one, guys. Sorry.
Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time.
Jake LaPonte says, if the Dirty Heads didn't make it big as a band, would you still all play together and book open mics or local bars? That's a tough one, you know, because it's been so long that, you know, like, would we still be playing? Because we've been a band for over 20 years, not touring, but we've been a band for, well, I guess about 20 years, you know? And so if it didn't go big, like, would we still be playing? Well, it's like, I don't know, because we would for sure have full-time jobs, you know? And yeah, I don't know. Would I still be playing guitar and like writing songs? Sure, for sure. I'll probably do that forever regardless. But I don't know if we'd all still be getting together and playing. I'd like to think so, but how could I know? How could I know, Jake?
No one could ever know that. Not a bad question.
No one could know. Not a bad question, but I don't know. I would like to think so.
It's always that thing of like, if you didn't make it to where you were, do you think you'd still be? And I was like, yeah, I think you answered it perfect. Of course you'd still be playing guitar. Of course, you'd still be writing songs, but I don't think that you guys would still be playing local bars and stuff. Because if you never get out of that phase, then I don't think you're interested in getting out of that phase. You're just like, no, I just want to play local things, which is totally cool.
Totally.
But that was never you guys. Your guys' goal was always, let's play bigger things and let's get bigger and, you know, add more stage probably. You guys are all about getting bigger, getting better, looking different, adding elements. It's just, it wasn't your way. Same thing with like Avenged Sevenfold. I remember having a conversation with Matt, the singer, when they were like just getting bigger. And I'm like, man, I remember they played like a 2000 person theater in LA and sold it out. And I was like, dude, are you just out of your mind? And he's all, I just want bigger. I remember talking to him and he's like, I love this and I'm stoked. He's all, but now that we can sell out these types of theaters, he's all I want to do is have 10,000. I want to sell out 20,000 people. That's what he was not interested in staying anywhere that he was.
No.
And I was like, that's his mindset. Bigger, 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 bigger. I want a million people out there for one show. Like, that's where his mindset was. It's kind of where your guys' was too. Let's just keep getting bigger. And that's why you do.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the fun of it, not just playing the music and writing the songs, but building something and watching it grow. And
yeah,
it's fun. It is.
Yep.
All right.
You got it, dude. Another show. We did it. So yeah, man, we apologize for the Zoom episodes. Not apologize. I mean, hey, we're doing our best, but we know that they're sometimes a little different than the normal shows, but soon coming up, I think we're going to have a long stretch where Duddy and I are just home, right? Duddy, you were saying not a lot of shows for Dirty Heads coming up.
Not a lot planned for the Dirty Heads. I might head out to Nashville again for a few days just to finish some stuff up with Rome, but that's about it through the holidays, yeah. You know? So we'll be around.
We'll work our way around it, and we'll get in the bunker and we'll do these shows proper. And man, holidays coming, bro. It's going to be crazy. Everybody have a great Halloween out there. Anything else on the way out? We love you.
Man. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you haven't dropped us a review yet, please do. It does help the show, especially over there on the Apple Podcast app. Drop us a rating. Give us a review. And we hope you guys have an amazing Halloween. And we love you. Peace.
Yeah.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.